are back on Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Kylie Clem, spokeswoman for NASA, and she joins us now from the Johnson Space Center in Houston to update us on the Space Shuttle Atlantis mission designed to help get the Space Telescope Hubble up and running to its full capacity once again. And Kylie, thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Looks like the junction between the telescope and the shuttle went very well on Wednesday. How complicated was that aspect of the mission?
Well, that's a unique opportunity for NASA to have the space shuttle visiting the Hubble Space Telescope. We've done it before, and this is our last servicing mission to the telescope. And it is complicated because both spacecraft are moving in orbit about 17,000 miles an hour. And to pluck the space shuttle robotic arm, pick that up, and attach it to the telescope takes some training for the astronauts to do, but they did it very smoothly.
And what exactly are they doing to make sure that the Hubble telescope is in tip-top shape going forward here?
Well, there are some focuses of this mission to keep Hubble going that center around refurbishing equipment on board, like batteries and computers, and also the science experiments. There are a couple science experiments we hope to repair so they can continue working. And then we also are installing new science experiments.
And what does NASA hope to get most out of the telescope for the rest of its life?
Well, for it to keep running for many more years beyond this last servicing mission that we have this capability of the space shuttle to provide. That's what we want to do, is extend the life of the space telescope.
We've obviously seen some amazing pictures deep into the galaxy from the Hubble telescope. What can you tell us, if anything, about some of the priorities for the Hubble going forward here? What other pictures and images and things does NASA want to study?
I'm sorry, that's a little out of my area. I work with the mission itself.
How long is this supposed to take?
This mission will last about another week. And throughout the mission, Mission Control and the Space Telescope Operations Center will be checking on the work that we're doing and making sure that everything is operating well after all these repairs.
One of the things that there was some concern about initially after the launch earlier in the week was a little bit of scratching along the tiles. It seems from most reports that the experts there at NASA aren't too worried about that. What's the latest you can tell us on the condition of the Atlantis?
That is true, that the experts have reviewed all of the data and imagery that we've acquired since launch and liftoff, and have considered the scratches that you mentioned and any areas on the heat shield, and have said that that heat shield is in fine condition. And we'll check it again towards the end of the mission for any debris hits from while being in orbit. But for now, the heat shield is in good shape.
And will that require a spacewalk?
No, it will not.
Talk about the debris a little bit. I know the previous mission, space debris was a pretty significant issue. Given your location with the telescope rather than the space station, is the debris field much different there? Is that a serious risk as you try to work on the Hubble?
The debris field is different because the Hubble and the shuttle now, in this case, are in a higher orbit than we're used to flying with the International Space Station. But we have mitigations to that we go and inspect the shuttle after, or the orbiter after the mission, and we can be sure that it's in good condition before returning to Earth.
In terms of the crew going forward here, how are the responsibilities divided up in terms of working on the telescope? What are the different specialties you have on board the shuttle?
Well, we have four spacewalkers that are working in teams of two. Two go out the door at a time, and the other two of that team stay inside and help choreograph the whole spacewalk. And so we have those four astronauts working on the five spacewalks. We also have a person operating the space shuttle robotic arm, and we have the commander and pilot that watch over the orbiter itself.
How long does each of the spacewalks last?
They're about 6.5 hours.
As far as we know, as of right now, the spacewalks that have taken place, everything's gone according to schedule?
Yes, we had our first spacewalk today, and it lasted about, actually, 7 hours and 20 minutes to be exact, and they did complete the task that they wanted to do, replacing one of the science instruments and refreshing that for future investigations, and also replacing a computer on board that will help provide redundancy into the future.
And once again, when will the shuttle return home?
It's scheduled to land at the Kennedy Space Center on May 22nd.
Very good. Kylie, thank you so much for your time today.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Kylie Clem is a spokeswoman for NASA, joining us from the Johnson Space Center in Houston. That does it for this edition of Dateline Washington, a presentation of the Radio America Network. Many thanks to executive producer Jim Roberts. Please check us out online, dateline.radioamerica.org. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join us again tomorrow at the same time for Dateline Washington.